Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crackers when we need them.
Hour number two. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And we are going this away. Yep. You thought you were on lockdown. Nope. We are on Planet Rick. Now, Rick is on lockdown when we get here. But, you know. What better way to go than to go to Planet Rick? And joining us again is Rick Ector, who's on lockdown. We're not on lockdown. We were able to come and see you. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man, I appreciate you guys sneaking out behind enemy lines to make this voyage to Planet Rick to check on my health, safety, and welfare. You know, I'm just still overcome with all this attention about my safety and well-being that the governor is showing me as a citizen of this great state, man. But, coping, man. We had a little bit of drama today. But, you know, hey, that's another day in paradise, fighting for freedom, man.
Right. So, what's on your mind tonight? What's on your mind tonight? What are you thinking tonight?
Man, you know, today is so fresh, you know. Just today, man. Today, man. The whole issue with stay at home order, man. I can't get past it, man. We had a huge rally in Lansing, which is our state capital, and people turned out again, man. I mean, they turned out on the 15th, you know, and this time they turned out again today on the 30th.
Yeah. Where did they go this time? Lansing again?
Yeah, I went to Lansing, state capital, you know, and performed a demonstration and, you know, showed up in numbers, had speakers as usual. Keynote speaker that was there today was Sheriff Clark. You remember him?
I do, David Clark.
Yes, sir. He was there and he was the keynote speaker. And, man, he did an awesome bang up job, man. You know, talking about those quaint topics that people, you know, hear about, like freedom. Man, just the mere thought that you have to lobby your government to be able to leave your home, man, and live your life and to have a livelihood, a job,
yeah,
a means of sustaining yourself. You know, we are truly in interesting times now, man. And it just surprises me how certain people just apparently by their actions just have this lust, raw lust for power and authority, man. Because this whole state of emergency thing is just a naked power grab. And the public face of it is, well, she cares.
I'm going to tell you what would be the thing. If this was in place, I'll tell you how the lockdown would be complete.
Oh.
If there was one thing in place, I'll tell you how the lockdown would be complete. If we had self-driving cars,
uh-huh,
if that was all we had, the lockdown would be complete. Because
I'm not sure I follow you. How would self-driving cars make the lockdown complete?
Well, self-driving cars, see, they don't have a steering wheel. So, like, when you get into it, you put in a GPS coordinate into it. Now, just think about this. So, if we're on a lockdown like this, they can tell the GPS that you can't go to non-essential businesses. And the businesses that are open, they will restrict you from getting there. They'll either take you there really slow or just you'll just sit there not moving because they will know that they're trying to restrict how many people are in there per 100,000 or 1,000 square feet, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And if you try to go anywhere that you that they don't want you to go, you just simply won't be able to go. It won't even power up. And this will be something you probably own, but you won't be able to drive it because we've advanced this far now to where we have self-driving cars. So we all need to, you know, we all need to just tell ourselves right now that we'll never own a car that doesn't have a steering wheel.
Man, I had never given that some thought, you know. You don't give them any ideas, man. And who knows? They might even...
They've already got that idea. Have you ever seen that movie, Minority Report?
I have, years ago. This was where they processed thought crimes, you know, things that you were going to do but hadn't done yet. And, then,
and Tom Cruise got into a self-driving car, and they figured out, you know, they were looking for him. They figured out that he was in the self-driving car. So instead of going where he wanted it to go, they reprogrammed it to bring it to them. And he had to jump out of the self-driving car.
It has been a number of years since I've seen it, but I do recall seeing it in this whole process. This whole plot line of thought crimes, you know, whenever I hear someone say Minority Report, I'll automatically think, okay, we're talking about prosecution of thought crimes. But I'll
what?
Man,
I always looked at tell me what you think about this. I always went with Minority Report. I always sort of equated that to the red flag orders.
Okay, follow that thought. I'm well versed in red flag or, you know.
So in Minority Report, right? They get an alarm because the precogs are down there and they just thought something, and then the pool ball starts going down the hamster setup, and as it goes down, it lands and a laser cuts a name into the ball.
Okay.
And then they go off and get this guy who hasn't done anything yet. He just thought about it. He thought about it. And that's with the red flag law. Somebody has decided, some arbitrary person, maybe your aunt or, you know, one of your kids, whoever, they've decided to turn you in, and they show up just like they do in Minority Report, except they don't show up in the flying red snail that they all jump out of. And they show up in mass and they take your guns.
Right. Well, that is very similar to the whole concept of red flag orders, man, because the whole thing is that it's all predicated on you being a danger and you having access to guns. But, you know, the whole absence of due process, having your day in court to face your accusers and to have your charges read and to have someone actually make a case as to why you're guilty of said offense. You know, that whole red flag deal was, well, we're just going to execute a dawn raid upon your home, and if we don't kill you, you know, then we're going to take your guns. And, oh, by the way, you are such a threat that we had to do this, but we're not going to take you in custody because you haven't broken the law. And even though the whole underlying premise is that we think that you're a danger, either to yourself or other people, we're not going to facilitate getting you any medical attention. So, in a nutshell, that's why I just label red flag laws just as pure evil. Pure evil.
Hang on there for me. You just made me think of something when you said that. Just flipped on a light. Rick, of course, is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit and Rick's Firearms Academy. You can find him, RickEctor. Gigantic YouTube channel. 2,000-plus videos there. If you just want to check that out. And like Rick says, if it's not on video, it never happens. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking to Planet Rick here on... we're speaking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick. I'll get it right. I've done it once or twice before. Yeah. And you made me think of something that I've always thought is the sheer ridiculous part about red flag orders. But it's sort of like when they come and take your guns, you know, I can imagine somebody going, are you taking me in too? What are you talking about? You haven't committed a crime. There's no due process in that. No, we're not taking you in.
Right. You know, it's like on the issue of red flag orders, man. It's like I was debating a state house rep. His name is Robert Wittenberg, by the way. And he kept saying over and over again in this interview that we did on this local Fox affiliate here in Detroit, he kept saying over and over again, your due process, you still have due process. You still have due process. And I'm like, I respectfully disagree. You have no due process. Anytime someone storms into your house, you know, probably a no-knock, you know, entry, and if they don't kill you, they take your guns. By taking your guns and depriving you of due process, your rights have already been trampled upon, and you've been prematurely or in advance, you've already been convicted and you've already been punished. That, to me, is the essence of due process or a violation of due process. You're entitled to know what the charges are, who made them, and your day in court to give your side of the story and let an independent trier of fact weigh both sides and then come to hopefully what you consider to be a lawful and just ruling. That does not exist under red flag orders. But I'll tell you, the thing that I really liked about, you know, how Michigan, you know, performed today, man, they showed up in force again. You know, 2 weeks after they went and had their first protest, man, they came back out today, and they are being noticed. I mean, there's tons of news coverage that's out there. I know I was looking for them and I was collecting them and posting them on my social media page, man. But you know, a lot of times I'll see like a lot of people who don't like the fact that, you know, we're protesting. You know, it's like the last protest 2 weeks ago, the governor was like just totally beside herself that the peasants would dare to protest her and would dare to, you know, show their grievances and would actually show up in force. And yeah, they did it yet again. And so one of the things that that's up to expire at midnight is her state of emergency powers. They expire at midnight tonight. The question that remains is she going to use some legal maneuver or some obscure statute to say, okay, well, she has the power to extend her own, you know, state of emergency and just keep on acting like if the demonstration didn't happen. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Just
continue to act as if. But it seems like our state legislature held firm, man, the House and the State Senate. And it's looking like this thing is going to go to court, and it really should. Because, I mean, how in the world do you just have this power? And, you know, the thing about these powers, man, no one is ever going to voluntarily surrender.
No, I mean, when she got out there, I saw her get out there and say in the news, I would never sign a bill that takes away any of my powers. And then she thought about that and said, or any future governors for that matter. But, I mean, how long is this particular individual, how long has she been out there since, I had never heard of her until she became the governor of Michigan.
Well, she's been in office, it'll be close to, you know, year and a half, 2 years. She's gotten a lot of, you know, national attention, you know, when She did the Democrats' rebuttal to the president's address. I think they let her do that once. And
Oh, okay.
Then, too, she's been rumored, you know, depending on who you listen to politically or out in the, you know, the left media, as being on, you know, the short list to be Biden's vice president, you know, on the ticket. So a lot of people, you know, speculating, I think, justly that she's auditioning. You know, so I would have to say that these protests have knocked the bloom off her rose, but I'm sure she's still harboring some wishes and desires to pursue, you know, higher office. You know, but that still doesn't take away from the fact that these protests have to be very embarrassing, you know. And the thing that really strikes me is that she takes an almost defiant attitude when she's addressing it. It's almost as if, how dare they protest me? You know, it's like, I'm doing this for your good. And I'm like, well, no, I don't want you to do anything per se for my own good, especially if you're stripping me of my rights. Here's the thing, man. The whole premise behind these emergency powers was to make sure that we did not overrun the hospitals.
That's right.
People.
That's right.
Not be able to give them the care that they needed. That was the whole premise. Okay. Well, we know that we are now past that. As a matter of fact, the hospitals are now laying off people like doctors and nurses and support staff who don't have anything to do with, you know, this coronavirus. You know, these are people who would support operations for elective surgery.
Right.
And elective surgery isn't necessarily somebody coming in for a facelift. It's someone who's, like, got stage 4 cancer and need chemo or something. You know,
yeah.
There are going to be some unintended consequences where some people who would have ordinarily survived with some, you know, life-saving, potentially life-saving procedures or medical treatment who are going to perish, man. And it's, I think, in my opinion, it's all political. All politically motivated.
It is all politically motivated. We're coming up on the next break. I will tell you how politically motivated it is. Well, I think it is. I want your opinion when you get back. Of course, for those of you like Rick, Rick is a very active activist. He is the, if you want to look at what a 2A activist is supposed to look like, you would be looking at Rick Ector. He votes. He's very active in the community. He goes out there and he goes head to head to everybody. This is prototypical. This is what we should be looking like. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump welcoming Democratic Governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, to the White House on Thursday. The president talking about his coronavirus task force and their response.
I think our whole group has been spectacular.
The president also comments on former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
General Flynn is a fine man, 35 years or so in the military. You don't get to be where he is by being bad.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says states reopening will help the economy. Kudlow says May will be a bit of a transition month. Kudlow also cited lots of pent-up demand and said the country can produce and spend its way out of this pandemic. Some governors have opted to extend stay-at-home orders, while others have announced phased-in reopening plans to return it to some sense of normalcy. You're listening to USA Radio News. 3.8 million people filed for unemployment last week, bringing the total number out of work to 30 million. The biggest state increases, according to the Department of Labor, include Florida, Connecticut, West Virginia, Louisiana, and Texas. A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life, despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and before we went to break, we were talking about the politicization of coronavirus. Did you know, Rick, that the CDC put out guidelines that anybody who dies right now is considered a coronavirus death?
You know, I did not know that they officially came out with that declaration, but I think by default, it's what the politically motivated have been doing anyway. You know, anytime anyone dies, you know, just say, hey, it's a coronavirus death and just type up the statistics. But
have you noticed, though, like, do you know anybody that's had a heart attack in a month? The last 2 months is,
hear.
Or a stroke?
You don't hear of anyone dying from, you know, the things that people were dying of before this outbreak.
Right.
You know, I imagine that all of those people, you know, however unfortunate they met their demise, they're probably going to be coded and declared their cause of death is related to the COVID-19, the coronavirus death. I mean, I guess the political motivation is to make the numbers as high as possible in a very morbid, sick fashion. But, you know, people do that to advance their cause of politics, depending on what side they're pushing for. You know, it's really sad that there's a motivation to increase the number of causes of death in a particular classification, but this is the really interesting world that we find ourselves in, man.
Oh, yes.
It's really sad. But
it is.
But I'll tell you, though, the thing that I really came away from today was that the people of Michigan, man, they are still fired up about their rights. They are still ticked off that the government can just unilaterally strip them basically of their life, man, their life and their livelihood. And the government is in a position where they can pick winners and losers. You know, and some of the winners, man, it's like, it boggles my mind. For example, here under our current governor, with her rules that she created, essential businesses, okay? If you sell marijuana, you know, you're a critical business, essential business. The lottery, they still sell in lottery tickets. Also, if you're, you know, what is the other thing? The weed, you sell medical marijuana and you sell in lottery tickets. You're an essential business. You know, like, really. If they went out of business, we would really suffer.
Well, you know, we'd really get in and out of the convenience stores faster, wouldn't we?
Yeah, and you know, in this new age that we find ourselves in, man, you know, we find that, you know, only so many people can, you know, occupy a given business at one, you know, particular time. But, you know, and we have, and depending on some places, you probably have to wear a face mask or a covering or something, you know, or some places are now getting to the point where they want to deny you service. It's just a really weird time that we're finding ourselves in, man. And I am truly craving some sense of normalcy. But at the end of the day, man, you are ultimately responsible for your safety. Under the best of circumstances, and there are certain guidelines to limit your exposure. But here's the greatest thing that really irks me about some people who like these unilateral decisions by government. If you feel that it is too safe, too dangerous to be outside, you can voluntarily stay home.
That's right.
Here again, why do I have to be shackled or imprisoned in my home? You know. Because I want to go out. If I know some common courtesy practices, like, you know, keep my distance, wash my hands constantly, and if I choose to, you know, wear a face covering, if I choose to adhere to the best practices that are available given the environment that we're into, why do you need to, you know, interrupt my life?
Well, you know, I think it, all of these lockdowns, right? I'm looking at all of these lockdowns, and I think it's because of what was, everybody's looking at New York, how fast it went through New York.
Okay.
And I think that's the model they're using. And, like, how far, I mean, I know you guys are up there as far as having cases, right?
Right.
But there hasn't been anybody there testing to see if anybody has the antibodies in their system.
Well, you know, if we ever get to a point where testing is done on such a widespread level, then okay, fine. I'm quite certain what we will discover is that there are a whole lot of people who have had it and either didn't show symptoms or they were mild symptoms or, you know, they were, you know, incapacitated for a while but didn't require, you know, medical assistance. And this thing is, I guarantee you, it's a lot more widespread than we believe it is, and that the vast majority of people who are having problems and complications, they're going to be ultimately a very small percentage. But when I say that, I'm not minimizing people who became deathly ill, and I'm not minimizing anyone that has died because of this. But we knew going into this virus that was unleashed upon the world, you know, by China, you know, it wasn't our fault, but we have to deal with it. And we know that there's no cure for it. We can only shut down this country and float paper and just create value out of thin air and not think that there's going to be some financial consequences behind this, man.
Well, there will be some, although there's a little bit of difference between what happened in 2008 and what happened now. There was nothing underlying, there was no underlying problem with the economy this time.
Right.
But they had to do something when they locked everything down and people all of a sudden had no income, because I think the figure was 60% of America did not have $1,000 in the bank at the time. So,
well, I mean, so often you hear about, you know, those stats that come out and they say, well, you know, the average person has a rainy day fund of X amount of dollars and
right.
they probably should have X plus, you know, whatever variable you want to put there. But that's no surprise. But I mean, when you lock everything down and you say, well, okay, it's only temporary and it's only to make sure that we don't overrun the hospitals. You know, you go forward, you fast forward to the future, okay, we're at that place now, and you're laying off hospital staff because you don't have enough patients. I mean, obviously, we've had a change in direction, man, and that's not what people signed up for.
Right. That is definite. That is without a doubt definite. But, I mean... Let's hold on this right here for a minute. We're coming up on the next break, and you can find Rick. I mean, if you're on Facebook, there's probably three or four Rick Ector pages. He may have his own fan page by now. I don't know. He may. Then, of course, he also does a lot of TV appearances. See, I told you. He has his own fan page. He has all of his TV appearances. He has 2,000-plus videos on YouTube. Pretty easy to check him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking, it's Planet Rick with Rick Ector, and before we take off, is there anything training-wise you want to talk about before we call this one a...
Well, man, you know, the thing that really irks me to my soul about this thing, man, is that obviously it's a major crimp in my business, right? But I'm not going to, you know, bemoan the fact that, you know, that since we've been under this emergency order about the business, I'm going to take the high road and look at all the good that I was planning on doing with the women's training event that I do every year. It just came to me with this latest, you know, restructuring and reordering of everything here in the state of Michigan. I finally hit the wall where I had to move the date today, where I was going to do my free training event for 1,000 women. I had to move it. I'm no longer doing it on Sunday, May 17th. I have to move it a safe distance ahead in the future where we can, you know, get past some of the things that are going on, and hopefully things will settle down and some people have come to their senses. But as of now, my free training event, firearms for women, for 1,000 women, I have now been forced to move it to Sunday, August 9th.
You know? Now, how many will you get to train?
Well, I mean, you know, under the best of circumstances, the way I was gearing myself up, my goal was to train 1,000 women in one day. But, you know, as we started getting into some of these restrictions and limits and rules, you know, that just seem to come out of nowhere, whether they make sense or not, you know, it just hit home today. You know what? Quit fighting. Okay. Just postpone it. August 9th.
Right.
You know, presumably then, you know, some, our politicians will come to their senses. Hopefully we'll have some local court rulings against this governor to dial back, you know, some of what I would characterize as draconian security measures. I mean, we know that there's no cure for this thing.
Right.
It just isn't. It affects an extremely minuscule percentage of the general public. Those who are vulnerable, I mean, hey, take appropriate measures. Stay in the house, you know, wash your hands, you know, limit your contact with other people. And for the vast majority of us, man, we have to somehow, we must return to our lives, man. We can't just be locked in the house. And for those who are fortunate to get a handout from the government to keep getting, you know, free money, you know, without doing anything for it, you know, because I tell you, there's a vast number of people, myself included, who don't get such luxuries.
Yeah, but I mean, some of this stuff, I don't know how free it is. The surprising thing to this is that with the unemployment the way it's structured right now, I know around here there's a lot of people that would rather be home drawing unemployment than working because they can make more money drawing unemployment.
You know, and that's the interesting place that we find ourselves, man. And with some of the other additional things that some states like Michigan are doing, you're actually making, you know, quite a bit of money, you know, for just sitting at home doing nothing. I would imagine a good number of people would get quite used to these healthy handouts they're getting, you know?
I don't know how you could possibly get used. What's the point? This is the thing. What's the point of being alive if you're not going to be allowed to live? And, you know, you can have a laundry basket full of money, and if there's nothing open to go spend it on, what's the point of that? Because none of this stuff exists in a vacuum. All of this stuff is all based upon the, you know, it's sort of symbiotic with everything. There's people that work to supply services that we want. Most of the services that I want, I'll be honest with you, I don't need. I just want them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the benefit of working and having my own money coming in versus waiting on somebody to give me some.
Man, I think about that, and I also, you know, me, I'm always looking on the internet for information, man, and
right.
I see information that's really scary, like, what are some of the long-term ramifications of our infrastructure, man? I mean, even things such as farming, you know, I'm seeing stories where farmers are, like, slaughtering cows because, you know, economic downturn, man. I mean,
well, if they've got nowhere to sell their cows for beef,
mm-hmm.
then they've still got to feed them and house them, mm-hmm. and that's all money. So I mean, it's cheaper for them to kill the cows and bury them in a hole at that point if
exactly.
there's nobody to buy them than it is to. And you know, Trump did get out there and he put the Defense Authorization Act in place, and they're going to shore up the meat packing factories where they have been hit and all this other stuff. So.
Yeah,
I was worried there for about 5 seconds.
I mean, there are things that we legitimately have to worry about, like the food chain, man. I mean, you know, this food has to come from somewhere. And
yeah,
when
well.
It's more economically feasible to just burn it or just kill it and bury it than it is to bring it to market, then at some point in time, we're going to be in real trouble.
Oh, we're going to be in huge trouble. If there was to be a food shortage, this would be the WROLSHTF situation that everybody's talked about doing that none of us ever thought about a voluntary food shortage, which is what this boils down to.
Yeah, it really does, and it's insane. I mean, we have to get back to work. You know, this virus. It's overblown, in my opinion. The impact, I'm not diminishing the people that have lost their lives, the people that have fallen ill and who are no longer with us. I'm not. But it is such a small percentage, man, of the people who are not going to be that ill, who are not going to, you know, perish. The overwhelming majority, man. I mean, if we're talking about killing the country and dooming everyone else that survives, man, I mean, it's like, it's pure insanity.
Well, it boils down to this. It's never been a smart idea to quarantine a bunch of people that aren't sick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just makes no sense whatsoever, ever. Never, ever has it done like that. And it's, you know, that's essentially what we have done at this particular moment. And everybody, we all get to sit around and think about the folly of our ways as we go, because a lot of people, and still today, I'm sure you see it, a lot of people are still scared because of what the media is putting out.
Right. And we have a lot of people who are living in fear, man. But I'll tell you, that's one of the great things that I really liked about the protest demonstration that was done in Lansing here in Michigan, man. The people, once again, rose up to let their duly elected representatives at the state government know, look, hey, this has gone on far too long. It is time for us to get back to work.
There you go. We're about to run out of time. For those of you that like the kind of stuff you hear about with Rick, if you're in the Detroit area and you want to train with Rick, you know, there's quite a few ways to find him. First of all, you can look for him online by just looking for Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. Rick is the guy who looks like he can do 500 push-ups a day, or 1,000. I don't know how many he does. He does a bunch. That he'll be the guy looking like, yeah, he'll be looking like that. Or maybe you've seen him on TV, or maybe you've seen him on YouTube, or maybe you've actually been to one of his classes. Whatever, he's out there to be found. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Always a pleasure, man. Look forward to Planet Rick next weekend, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Very good. Coming up next is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.